News Talk 580 WTCM. It's Crystal Frost in for your Wednesday, July the 6th, and joining us in studio, of course, is Bonnie Pintozzi. But first, we have to say, welcome back, Colleen Wares. We missed you.
Thank you. It's been sort of being a working time off.
It's, well, you know, a working time off when you're in a pleasant location is still a vacation. That's what I would say. And I think Bonnie Pintozzi, you'd probably you would probably concur, wouldn't you?
I would concur, and I can tell you that whether I'm in my office or whether I'm on site someplace in a vacation, I am surrounded by all the wonders of travel. And today we have an incredible guest to join us. We are going to speak with Guy Young. He's the president of Uniworld Boutique River Cruises and the collection. And under Guy's leadership, Uniworld is the world's only authentic boutique cruise line. So, Guy, welcome to Travel Talk.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Bonnie. What a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, Guy, there's just so much to talk about with Uniworld. We could go on for hours, but we will kind of cut this down and give our listeners a chance to understand really all about Uniworld. And before we get into a lot of the particulars, I'd like you to talk about the little bit of the history of Uniworld Boutique River Cruises, and then also what an experience it is to walk on to one of your ships.
Okay, great. Well, good morning to all your wonderful listeners. It's, as I say, a pleasure to be here. I'm very proud to be representing Uniworld, and we've actually been in business for 40 years, believe it or not. We started as a tour operator company called Love Holidays, and about 20 years ago, the former ownership got involved in river cruising, and we were, in fact, the first company to cater to the North American market for river cruising. So during that time, we developed all English-speaking river cruise programs. We made the ships non-smoking. We catered to the likes of U.S. customers in terms of food and beverage on board the ship. So we really started catering to the North American market. A big milestone in our history was in 2006, when we were purchased by the Travel Corporation, which is a very large travel company that has 20 different brands that they own and operate. One of those brands is actually Red Carnation Hotels, which is a luxury hotel group, 17 hotels, five-star properties. Some of the properties are ranked the best in the world. And we've worked very close with them to develop our river cruise program, both in terms of the design and decor of the ships, but also in terms of the onboard service and overall delivery, and obviously partnering with a company that's been in business for many years, as has Red Carnation Hotel been, to really develop these great service levels that we have on board our vessels. And now, go ahead.
Oh, Guy, this is Crystal, and I'm just I'm marveling at your website right now, looking at some of that decor that you talked about. I mean, this is luxury, 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 and so well put together. You have to have just the best designers putting these rooms together.
So thank you, then. I wish, Mrs. Tolman, who actually is the founder and president of Red Carnation Hotels, she leads in all the design in our hotels and also on board our ships. And I think Bonnie's original question is, what is it like to step on board a Uniworld ship? But really, it is a unique experience because all of our ships have a unique design and decor. So we're not at all cookie cutter. So when we start a new ship, we plan it from the beginning, and we really do try to make the ship fit the destination in which you're sailing. So they all have a very unique design and decor. We've got beautiful original artwork on board the ships. On many ships, the original artwork is valued $1 million plus. So we really invest heavily in the vessels, and we really have a unique product on the waters. And if you were to sail in Europe, you'll probably see a lot of other different ships. But I can assure you, when you step on a Uniworld ship, you know you're on Uniworld because we really have this very luxurious, beautiful decor, which is really unique to our company.
And was also, Guy, being unique to your company, but you also have some uniqueness when it comes to your included services and amenities and that all-inclusive luxury. So let's touch on that as well.
Okay, thank you. So, you know, our view is if you're going to be providing a luxury experience, particularly in the cruise business, it is important to be all-inclusive. In 2014, we made the decision to add all the gratuities on board the ship, so both to our staff on board the ship, but also importantly, when you're on shore and you're going out with the local guides and bus drivers, all of that tipping is included. We also included all the beverages on board. So really, quite frankly, now when you take a Unimalt River cruise, there's very little you have to pay for once you're on board. There's really just potentially spa treatments, and that's really about it because, quite frankly, we've included everything. So I mentioned, obviously, the gratuities and the beverages, but all your meals are included. We have complimentary Wi-Fi. We've got complimentary shore excursions. In 2017, we've added 24-hour room service. All the port charges are included in the price of the cruise. We've got transfers included. So really, there's very little, as I say, pretty much only thing you pay for is really for any spa treatments or potentially if you use the gift shop. But otherwise, you'll pay everything up front and you won't have to worry about tipping. It's a very relaxing way to travel. And certainly, when we introduced the truly all-inclusive concept in 2014, it's been incredibly well received by our guests and something that I think does set us apart from our competitors.
So you've really elevated the concept of all-inclusive.
Yes, we certainly have. I mean, there's a lot of the river cruise lines do tout themselves as including quite a lot of elements, but there's only, you know, we're one of the very few that actually you step on board and there's really nothing that you have to pay for. It's really a very seamless, relaxing, wonderful experience for our guests.
Can you talk a little bit about, I mean, just some of those details that people remember for years to come, the in-suite butlers that you have aboard Uniworld?
So, yes, thank you for pointing that out. So on all of our ships, we in the suites, we do have butler service. In 2016, it was limited to four of our ships, but we're doing this fleet-wide in 2017. And these are really professionally trained, wonderful butlers that will take care of all of your needs. You'll be provided with, you know, daily fruit trays. They can do any pressing for you. They can do your laundry. They can help with any recommendations. They can pack, unpack for you. It really is quite a wonderful experience. And to be honest, for a lot of our guests, it is a new experience for them. And certainly they've been wowed by the great services and actually the wonderful personalities that our butlers have. And they really are there to cater to all the needs of our suite guests.
And Crystal certainly is smiling away, listening to all this, and it's because we've talked about the Uniworld difference. We've talked about the experience and the wow factor when you walk on board your ship and no two are alike, which is incredible that way. We've talked about that those all-inclusive luxury services and everything. But you've also grown in some really interesting excursions as well.
So, yes, I think, you know, when we looked at our business three or four years ago, when we were purchased by the Travel Corporation, which I mentioned earlier back in 2006, we did put a lot of emphasis on the onboard services. We refurbished the ships. We introduced beautiful new vessels. We elevated the training of our staff. We went all-inclusive. So we really put a lot of emphasis to make sure we had the best product on the rivers when you're on board the ships. But 4 years ago, what we recognized in speaking to our customers, in reading the surveys, is that more and more our guests want to have more unique experiences. They want to be in smaller groups when doing the excursions because actually the excursions which are included with Uniworld are a very important part of the overall river cruise experience. What's wonderful about river cruising is that you do get into the heart of the destination, you walk with the ship, and you have these wonderful excursion experiences. So we took a hard look at the way we were running our excursions, and we made a decision to go out and give our guests a huge element of choice when taking an excursion. So if I can go back a few years, when we used to run excursion, we used to arrive in a certain village or town, all the guests would disembark, they'd get on a coach, and they'd all go do the same excursion, or they'd do a walking tour, but basically we offered just one option. now when you disembark, you generally have 2 to 3 options in each city that we visit. So there's a great wide variety of choice. We've included some really exciting things. We've got programs such as Do As The Locals Do, where we try to give our guests an experience of immersing themselves in the local culture. We have this great new program called Go Active Excursions, which I personally love. And this is where we take our guests on an active bike ride or a hike or a walk and visit the cities in which we're docked. And if I can give you one quick example of a Go Active Excursion, because I experienced this myself personally last year when I did our Bordeaux cruise, is in the Medoc region, which is a beautiful wine region. We had the option of either taking a coach to go visit a number of different chateaus and do the wine tasting, or the guests had the option of doing a bicycling tour through the Medoc region and stopping off at the chateaus and doing the wine tasting. And I did the bike tour, and it was really beautiful. I mean, going through the beautiful wine regions of Bordeaux and stopping off at these beautiful chateaus, getting back on the bike, and going from chateau to chateau was just amazing. It wasn't overly exerting, but it was really an incredible experience. And this is something that we're expanding more and more with Uniworld, and our guests just absolutely love it. So we are trying to give more choices, do a bit more active excursions. And what happens when we give these guests all these different choices, ultimately you land up with smaller group sizes, which is also very much appreciated by our guests. So we generally have about a maximum of 20 to 25 guests doing excursion with us. So it's very small groups, very intimate. We've got great local guides, and it's working very well for us.
It just sounds it sounds fantastic. And again, we're talking to the president of Uniworld. Guy Young is joining us by telephone today for Travel Talk with Bonnie Pentozzi. And I just wanted to point out, too, that something that I ask Bonnie about quite a bit are traveling with families and intergenerational traveling. And, you know, it has become a little bit more of a regularity, if you will. It's become commonplace for grandparents to take the grandkids and to take the family, and you do, you know, full-on family excursions. And you can do that in class and in style and still have the kids occupied. Can you talk a little bit about some of the family program features? And especially I want to talk a little bit about the adventures that the young people can take. I started reading, Guy, about glass blowing in northern Italy.
Yes.
It doesn't get any better than that.
So you've hit a nerve with me, because I actually have an 11-year-old and a 6-year-old. And we're going to be doing our second family cruise on July 20th. So it's a great program, something that I personally love. And really the genesis for this was when I was going to a number of different conferences back 6 years ago, you heard so much about multi-generational travel. And, you know, it's not only the parents taking their children, but it's the grandparents taking their children or the grandchildren. And we identified this as a great growth opportunity for Uniworld. And we were actually the first river cruise company to go into family river cruising. And I will say very proudly that Travel and Leisure has voted us as the best family river cruise line for 4 years in a row. So it's an important part of our business that's growing. And I think it is wonderful for families. So we have, in 2016, we have about 18 departures, which are identified in the brochure specific for families, and it's been very successful for us. So, for example, the family river cruise that I did, which was a couple of years ago, which was Paris and Normandy, you know, we do, number one, have a lot of great onboard activities for our children. So first of all, I should mention we do have dedicated family hosts. So we've got 2 people on board that take care of the children. And generally the way it's split, because we accommodate children from 4 to 18, we have 1 family host that looks after sort of the 4 to 11-year-olds, and the second host looks after the 12 to 18-year-olds. And so on board we have cooking classes with the chef. We have, for example, on my Paris and Normandy cruise, we did a French language class with the cruise manager. So we've got a lot of fun, exciting things like that. But then obviously, the great thing is really on shore. And we do design specific activities for the children. So one of the highlights I know for my children when we did Paris and Normandy was when we were in Rouen. We actually went up into one of a 14th century clock tower, which was sort of a behind-the-scenes visit, and the kids saw how the clock worked, and they climbed up this long stairwell, and it was really quite a lot of fun for them. In a little village called Les Andelys, at the top of the mountain, there's this beautiful medieval castle, so the kids hiked up the mountain, they visited this medieval castle. So those are some of the fun, exciting excursions we've done on Paris and Normandy. And the glassblowing that you mentioned is actually our Italy cruise, which is really a fantastic cruise, and in my opinion, probably has the most wonderful activities for children, because in addition to the glassblowing, the things such as you do a gondola rowing class, or you can do kayaking around the Venetian Lagoon, as an example. We also have on that itinerary, we go to a gladiator school in Rome.
Oh, wow. That would be at a high point.
And then you can harbor mussels in a small fishing village called Chioggia. So it really is a wonderful itinerary for children, particularly the one in Italy. And then you pair that with all the lovely Italian food, the pasta, the pizza, the gelatos, and I think you've got a home run there for children. So
you know,
it really is a great program.
You have to be the coolest dad in the world. Your kids just have to love being able to, as you said, you're taking your second family cruise, and they get to experience some of these things. If you want to get cool dad or cool grandpa or grandma points, take them on a Uniworld cruise, right?
Yeah, no, I've got a competitive advantage given that I work for the company, because I am very lucky to have done a number of cruises myself personally with my wife, and to be able to travel with the children on a river cruise, it really is a wonderful experience. You know, and what I always say to parents and grandparents, you know, I think more and more in this day and age, I think parents want to expose their children to great culture and different countries. And this is just really a very relaxing, easy way to do it, you know, under great guidance from our onboard family hosts. And it really is a wonderful program. It's really fantastic.
And think about when you go back to school, if you're taking off during the summer and you have to write, what did I do on my, you know, summer vacation?
I went to gladiator school.
I went to gladiator school. And that's incredible. And that's something I think Crystal has an interest in doing. Guy, there's so much still to cover. I just want to make sure that you have a wonderful solo travel plan as well.
That's right. So we have, and I should mention on the family program, children do get 50% off the cruise fare. But one of the things you've identified is really solo travelers. And today about 10% of all our guests that travel with us are solo travelers. And again, you know, river cruising, it's a very intimate experience. I mean, the guests we have on board are very cultured and very welcoming. So they do make our single travelers feel very welcome. And what we've done to try stimulate some of the single traveler demand is by waiving the single supplement. So if you go to the Uniworld website, you will note that there's a lot of waived single supplements, and this makes it a lot more affordable for our guests to travel. It really is you know, a fantastic way to travel. And I should quickly mention, if you don't mind, and I hope I'm not running out of time, when we did our inaugural last year on the Maria Teresa, we allocated 15 cabins for our top guests, and 6 out of the 15 cabins were for single travelers. And one lady in particular has done 20, as a single, she's done 26 river cruises with Uniworld in the last 8 years. So it really, my point is, it really is a great way to travel, and we do have single travelers that come back again and again with Uniworld. So I would certainly encourage any single travelers out there to give us a try.
And you can make friends all around the world. That way.
Right.
How fun is that?
And Guy, before we run out of time, I do want to talk to you about just a couple little things. You've got some wonderful new things for 2017. You've been doing incredible things for 2016. Can we talk about some of those promotions as well that are going on?
Oh, for sure. Thank you. So I think the most important promotion we have right now is for 2017. It runs through August 20th, and it is a free air offer. And the way it works is if you're on a cruise of 13 days or longer, you can get free economy air. That's per person. Each person gets free economy air on any cabin category. If it's 12 days or shorter, you get free air on cabin categories 2, 1, and suites. And on the cabin category, so you get free air per person. And if you're booking a cabin between a category 5 and a category 3, on a cruise that's 12 days or shorter, you get free companion air. So it really is a great promotion. It's not very often that we do such a big promotion across all of our itineraries, across all of our departure dates. So that really is a wonderful promotion we have going on at the moment.
That is, I mean, that's incredible, just incredible. It has been so great talking to Guy. Can you just tell us how people can find out more, Bonnie?
They can just give us a call at the Travel Authority. We'll take good care of them. One thing our agents are trained with UniWorld. They constantly keep us up to date. There's a new ship coming out in 2017. We know about that information, the exotics, the different destinations, but the true value is truly going with the best, and that's UniWorld.
Well, Bonnie, it's just been so much fun, and thank you so much for bringing Guy Young from UniWorld, the president of UniWorld. Guy, I say this often to Bonnie, if you ever need someone to try these things out, you know, maybe test out the new ship, Colleen and I would love to do that for you.
Well, thank you so much for putting your name forward. I'll definitely take it into consideration. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Guy.
For the team.
Yes, thank you so much. And Bonnie Pintozzi, it's been just a pleasure talking to you once again as you take us away every week right here.
We all need to be taken away.
All right. If you would like more information, once again, go to thetravelauthority.com. Visit Bonnie at the office on Cass Street or give them a call. All you have to do to give them a call is pick up the phone and dial.
Just give us a call. You'll see that the number there, and we'll be taking good care of you in a short amount of time.
All right. It's time for a break. Thank you so much, Bonnie.